When it comes to any protests or demonstrations at the Utah State Capitol, Lieutenant Nick Street, the public information officer with the State Department of Public Safety, says the first priority of law enforcement is protecting life and preventing serious injuries. He says establishing firm ground rules with demonstration leaders is an important part of this.
I think that goes a long way in providing a positive throughput that can help de-escalate any hostility that is shown as the protest moves on. But we also understand that providing a place for them to have a voice is the reason they're there, and we're going to also do our best to allow that.
Street says there are plans for increased security at the state capitol this weekend, but because of safety concerns, did not provide specific details. He says officers have high-quality personal protective gear in case events turn violent.
A lot of that equipment is designed to keep officers safe so that they can go home to their families at the end of their shift.
The Highway Patrol is not looking for any extra support from citizens this weekend.
And we aren't asking for anyone to show up armed. We aren't asking for help with security at these events. In fact, bringing a firearm to these events, in our opinion, just serves as another variable, could potentially add to that pressure cooker type environment that we're trying to avoid as law enforcement.
According to Street, the department has teams actively assessing potential threats and determining what responses may be needed. He says it can be difficult to know what social media threats should be taken seriously, and that as social media sites have taken down pages for some extremist groups, some threats have become harder to monitor. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.